Good evening, senators and guests. Before I begin my speech and launching into my main argument, I'd like to have a brief rebuttal with Senator Heywisher's speech. I would argue that he used an improperly narrow definition of hashtag activism. For example, I believe that the ice bucket challenge is properly defined as hashtag activism because it could not have functioned without social media. It used a literal hashtag and furthermore did not mandate a commitment to the ALS Foundation outside of social media. $40 million donated to the ALS Foundation after the Ice Bucket Challenge was created. 1.2 million horror stories about sexual assault brought to the light of day after the Yes All Women hashtag was created. 170,000 medical exams provided for low-income women after the hashtag Komen campaign ensured that the Susan G. Komen Foundation continued their support for affordable women's health care. Senators, esteemed guests, I come to you tonight with the radical proposal that those statistics are good things. Hashtag activism campaigns, like the ones I just mentioned, have revolutionized the world of charity. And while some would assert that this takes away from traditional forms of philanthropy, I argue just the opposite. I will present evidence that hashtag activism actually reinforces other forms of activism by raising money and raising awareness. I would also like to refute the claim that hashtag activism relies excessively on the impure motivations of donors by showing that all charitable organizations rely on such motivations because all motivations for donating can ultimately be channeled towards the greater good. For those reasons, I urge you to vote in the negative. Perhaps the most rudimentary way to define value is in terms of monetary value. From that perspective, it's simply numerically incorrect to say that hashtag activism devalues other forms of charity work. According to the New York Times, between July 29th and August 21st, the ALS Association got $41.8 million thanks to the Ice Bucket Challenge. It's more than double the $19.4 million they received the entire year of 2013. This kind of activism also does a lot to raise awareness. When it comes to getting a charitable cause's name out there, the numbers speak for themselves. There were, for example, 4 million Bring Back Our Girls tweets. It's clear that when it comes to getting the word out about an important cause, social media is extremely effective. However, I would argue that social media is even more effective than traditional forms of media because it's just that, social. Raising awareness through social media allows people to not only passively receive information, but have a conversation about it. Other forms of charitable work, like sending donations in the mail, are often too solitary to promote meaningful conversations. However, social media allows people to like, comment, retweet, and create alternate social media campaigns very quickly. For example, the photographs posted by the Facebook page, Who Needs Feminism, received dozens of comments on each one debating the topic of each photo. Furthermore, these conversations reach an audience that traditional forms of media just don't. Not everyone has the time or desire to read a 30-page study about a topic or watch an entire documentary. The short, pithy information exchanged on social media allows everyone to participate in important conversations about activism, regardless of whether they have the time or resources to become an expert. If they would like to seek out more information, they're a Google search away from doing so. But if not, they ended their day one fact more knowledgeable than the day before, and senators, it's better than nothing. All of that money and awareness aside, there are still some prominent critiques of hashtag activism. One common one is that its donors are more motivated by getting Facebook likes or a favorite on Twitter than by any charitable feelings. I would like to make the assertion that, first of all, giving to a charity still benefits society regardless of your motivations for doing so. If I'm sick with a deadly illness, I'm not going to refuse treatment solely because it was funded by someone who wanted Facebook likes. However, even if you argue that the motivations of donors are as important as the money they are donating, it doesn't follow that the impure motives of some hashtag activists devalue other forms of activism, because other forms of activism rely on selfish motives as well. Think about how many charitable organizations you know that rely on selling things and then contributing some of the profits to their respective cause. Is that not using consumers' desire for a product rather than their desire to do good to raise money for charity? I mean, I support the Girl Scouts of America as much as the next girl, but if I told you I was buying their cookies out of altruism, I'd be lying. The fact is, if we were all altruistic enough to donate to charity freely, charities wouldn't need creative campaigns like 5Ks or bake sales at all. We would all be generous enough to simply write a check without getting anything in return. Now, I would like to briefly outline some common ulterior motivations behind hashtag activism. I would like to emphasize that not only are they present in all forms of charity work, but they are present precisely because they work. Some people people might insist that people are involved in things like the ALS challenge out of peer pressure. They don't want to be the only person on Facebook who is publicly enthusiastic about finding a cure for ALS. However, many charitable organizations manipulate social norms to further their cause. The Truth, an anti-smoking organization, is only one of the many organizations that use this tactic. Their websites include quotes such as, 80% of us didn't kiss a smoker last month, to make people think that their cause is not only moral, but popular. Furthermore, the science shows that these tactics work. A study by the National Institute of Health revealed that smokers who were exposed to anti-smoking campaigns were 70% more likely to attempt to quit than those who were not exposed. Finally, one of the biggest critiques of hashtag activism is that people do it solely for attention. However, does buying a t-shirt with the name of a charity on it not also call attention to your involvement in a cause? Besides, I would argue that drawing attention to someone's charitable donation is actually a good thing, because it brings attention both to them and to their cause. Attention is exactly what charitable organizations need. According to the Guardian newspaper, most charities spend about 20% of their donations simply advertising to get more donations. Many charities actually lose money recruiting new donors, only seeing a payback much later. Hashtag activism, from that perspective, is a charity's dream because it provides free publicity. Hashtag activism, in conclusion, has resulted in millions of dollars donated to charity, millions of people informed about topics they never would have otherwise heard about, and very few criticisms that can't be applied to other methods of charitable donation. I hope that given this evidence, you will all vote.